What's up, my beautiful glam fam? This is your host, Kat Thomas, and this is our very first episode of Girls Like Glam. And I'm so excited to be making this episode because I've literally been thinking about what I want this first episode to be about, and I got some cool stuff lined up for you guys. So first and foremost, I do want to introduce myself. As I said already, I am Kat Thomas. I am a blogger. I'm a fashion blogger. I love dancing. I love writing. I love anything that's creative. I'm just a creative. I'm nobody special. I'm your everyday bad bitch. But that's neither here nor there. And that's a little bit about myself, but you'll learn more about me as you continue to listen. I will be putting out a new episode every single Thursday. We're going to be covering beauty, fashion, and pop culture. And I'm giving you everything, guys. Nothing is going to be held back. So please, 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 make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast. Let me know what you guys think. I'm just so excited to be doing this. So I'm going to jump right into it because I don't want to hold y'all up. So first things first, we want to talk about Lizzo. Everybody seems to have Lizzo in their mouth right now. Last night, Lizzo went to the Lakers basketball game and she was sporting a very risque outfit. But to be honest, I'm here for it. So let's talk about it. Basically, what she had on was some leather, like assless chaps, and she was rocking it. You know, as everybody knows, she is a BBW, or big beautiful woman. She's a bigger woman, but that's not a problem. I think people have a problem with the confidence. Now, what I kind of understand people are saying is, a basketball game is a family event and she shouldn't have had her ass out. I think people wear all types of things to basketball games. I don't necessarily think people dress appropriately. I don't think there is an appropriate way to dress to a basketball game. Like, you can wear a jersey and some jeans and be cute, or you can dress up and put some heels on and a freakum dress and still be cute. I don't think anybody's gonna like break their necks because, you know, you're not wearing a basketball jersey to a basketball game. You can wear whatever you want. But people are saying that Lizzo just took it a little too far with her outfit. She was definitely giving me Prince. I don't know if you guys, I wish I could just insert pictures, but listen, she was giving me Prince, and actually, I think this, if I'm not mistaken, and if anybody wants to quote me on this, please do, but I believe this was a tribute to Prince, because Prince was the first person to bring out the assless chaps on stage, came out, walked out, performing like normal, turned around, blah, ass cheeks out, and it was confidence, it was pure, it was unadulterated, and it was fun. And that's exactly what Lizzo is. She gives you realness. Like, it's not fake, it's not put together. This is her. Her music matches her fashion, and I think that that's very important. A lot of people are so manufactured and so scared to be themselves that when people step outside the box, it's like, oh my god, they're like, this is the end of the world. But no, she's literally doing what she wants to do. I think she looks amazing in her outfit. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think if it was me and I had the confidence, I wear the assless chaps too. If I could wear assless chaps to my job every day and sit at my desk, I'd have those assless chaps and my ass would be clap, 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 clapping all the way from the break room to my desk as I go back and forth to get my coffee and everybody can kiss my ass. Okay, so with that being said, Lizzo, you're a god. Continue to do what you're doing because you're absolutely fabulous. And I'm going to coin you my fashion icon of the week. You go, Lizzo. Boom, 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 boom. All right, guys. Now that we've got through that, I want to go ahead and get into something a little more interesting. So I don't know if everybody has seen the Keeping Up with the Kardashians episode that came on this week. Either it was this week or that last week. I can't tell because I like watched it on demand. But their newest episode that came out, something feels a little juicy in that. If you haven't seen it, this is a spoiler. So go ahead and turn it off, watch it, and come back because I do want you here. But I don't want to spoil it for you. So spoiler alert. Keeping Up with the Kardashians seems to be dwindling and drying up, girl, like a grapefruit. Let me tell you this. That entire episode, they were basically saying that Chloe, no, I'm sorry, Courtney and Chris were no longer interested in being on the show. Not that they wanted to not be on the show anymore, but just that they didn't want to share so much of their lives. And Kim and Chloe, like, were basically like, this is your job. Like, this is, we built this from scratch. Like, there's no way that you guys can just say, oh, I don't want to share this. And Courtney basically was telling them, like, hey, you know, Chloe, you're okay with sharing everything, like sharing your breakup and sharing the cheating scandal and, you know, this and that. But she's like, I'm not okay with it. I don't know about you, but I feel like we might be coming to a calm close with the Keeping Up with the Kardashian franchise. Now, I believe this is their... they've had a lot of seasons. I don't know if this is season 11 or season 12 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but they've definitely been around forever. We've watched them grow up. We've watched them evolve and change and have children. Now they have these huge family, which is amazing. But I think that the show has run its course. I watch it. I tune in. I'm not going to say I tune in every week, but I do tune in when I can. And I would say the show was a little bit predictable in a way. You can tell that they're holding back a little bit. They do share a lot of stuff, but because we're in such like a social media driven, you know, society now, everything's online. So by the time you watch the show, you already kind of know what happened. You know, it's not like a surprise like back in like 2008, 2009, when you would watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians and you'd wait for the next week to come so you'd know what happened with Scott and, you know, is, you know, all this other stuff, the wedding with Kim and all this other stuff. Like, you had to wait. You didn't know what was going on unless you watched the show. But now that we have Instagram and everything is on Instagram, even if the Kardashians don't post it, somebody else is going to post about it. So you already kind of know. So there's not really a reason to watch the show. Because your date, all that information is already there. And then when you do watch the show, it's like they kind of try to tiptoe around situations where it's like, girl, I already know the tea, so stop trying to like hog it. So I personally think Keeping Up with the Kardashians is probably going to get canceled. Not really sure. I mean, they have so many different shows on E, but I just think that their main show, which is their bread and butter, I do think that that show is probably going to go away pretty soon, and they're gonna move on to other things. As you see, like, Kylie's not on the show that often. Kendall's definitely nowhere to be found. It's really just Kim and Chloe leading the pack with this show. And as much as I love Kim and as much as I love Chloe, I don't think that they can do the show by themselves. I think that they need the other girls, because everybody has their own personality, they have their own, you know, their own stuff going on that is so much more interesting. And because Kim is older, she's kind of went on a different path where now she's doing, you know, she's more into criminal justice and all these other things. So her journey on the show right now is very philanthropic. And I commend her immensely for that. I just don't think that that's the show. Like, I don't think that the demographic that show was built upon, I don't think that they want to see that every single week. It's good to see it like once, twice, but now that's kind of Kim's thing, and I applaud her for it. Amazing. But Kim, Keeping Up with the Kardashians cannot run with just that premise. And also Chloe's story is very kind of like, we know what's going on. I think Chloe is a great asset to Keeping Up with the Kardashians as well, but does she have everything needed to keep that show afloat? No. Now, she does have the scandals with her and Tristan, you know, and all this other stuff that's going on with her. But like I said, with her thing, everything comes out online, on Instagram first, and then you see it on the show. So it's not a surprise. It's not, you know, it's not really interesting to watch. It's just, you know, whatever. I would love to see more of Kylie. I think seeing more of Kylie and Stormy, like if Kylie and Stormy had their own show, I'd watch that every single day. But guys, I really do think Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming to a close. Don't quote me on that, but I really do, just based on the little bitty hints that were in the most recent episode, it just seems like everybody's kind of over it and they just kind of want to live normal lives. Courtney has always kind of been on the fence with the show, especially after her and Scott separated. She got really weird and like recluse and just like to herself and like not wanting to really put too much of herself out there, which is understandable because she put her entire relationship on TV. You know, like she literally showed her going through what she went through with Scott and his alcohol addiction and then being pregnant and having her children and trying to sustain a relationship and then end up doing the co-parenting thing and still having to be around Scott because Scott, you know, she has kids with Scott. And then also Scott is a huge part of the Kardashian family. You know, they almost were like choosing Scott. They were like, we're not going to get rid of Scott because you broke up with Scott, which I think was a kind of like a turning point for Courtney when she realized that her family wasn't really going to separate themselves from Scott just because they were no longer together. And that's why she wanted to kind of go off and do her own thing. Yeah, because I think it's kind of difficult for her to, you know, have her dating life, you know, in the spotlight and also have her ex in the picture too. It's just like an awkward situation. So I definitely understand her there. Do I think she goes about everything correctly? No, I think sometimes she can be very extra, but I do get her point with her not wanting to have her entire life on TV because she's already has enough with Instagram. Now, we all know that Courtney is one of the more boring sisters, but nonetheless, she is a Kardashian and she has earned her spot on the Kardashian show. But she also makes it extremely difficult for us to connect with her because she's so like out of it and it's obvious and she does not want to be a part of it anymore. But that's really neither here nor there. We'll see what happens at the end of this season. Are the Kardashians going to come back with another season? Or are they going to call it quits? We'll see. Let me know what you guys think. Go ahead and comment, please. I want to see what you guys think about this. Last night I was watching it and I was gagging. I was like, oh my God, they're canceling this. It is a wrap. It is a wrap. It's a wrap. Anyways, moving on. So, I have a question. Are we wearing shapewear? As all of you guys know, because I'm going to tie it in again. As all of you guys know, Kim Kardashian came out with her new shapewear called Skim. This is supposed to make you look slim, smooth, and all of the things. She has a couple different styles. It's very much like Spanx, but her own brand. I think it's priced very reasonably. I think it's like $45 or something, which is pretty reasonable because Spanx are around the same price. But are we wearing shapewear? Like, I don't know if shapewear is like a thing. And I don't even know if it works. I mean, I've tried it. And let me just give you guys a little, you know, a little paint you a little picture. So I'm 5'9". I'm like 145 pounds. So I'm not like, I'm not super skinny, but I'm also not like, you know, really thick either. I'm just like kind of in the middle, but I do have a little, like sometimes I have a little tummy pooch because I like to eat a lot of rice and I like to eat a lot of like sodium and stuff. So I just can't help it. So I kind of bloat up. So sometimes when I want to go, let's say, to an event and I want to wear a tight dress, there have been situations where I've bought Spanx and they did not do anything. They literally were just like extra fabric on top of me. And if anything, it just made me feel bigger. So I don't know if I'm buying the wrong kind or if, you know, maybe it's not made for me, or maybe I'm just buying the cheaper kind. Like maybe I need the more expensive one. I don't know. But I don't think shapewear is that great. I don't think it's bad, but I don't also don't think that it's great. I think shapewear is kind of sold as like this magical cure to like looking amazing under your clothes. But for me, I think it's an unnecessary undergarment. What I would say is it definitely, like, if you have cellulite or something and maybe you're a little insecure about it, yeah, does it smooth you out? Maybe your legs or maybe, like, your tummy area. If you're wearing, like, a tight dress and you don't want, like, to show that, then, yes, shapewear works fine. But as far as shaping your body, I think that that is not what shapewear is for. But, I'm a little on the fence. I just think I've had a bad experience with it. I don't know how what you guys' experience has been with shapewear, but I don't know. I'm going to be trying out Kim's shapewear on my YouTube channel. So I'm actually going to link my YouTube channel very soon once I get it up and running, so you guys can go ahead and watch those videos of me trying on these things that I'm going to be talking about in my videos every week. But definitely want to try out this Skim shapewear to see like how it feels. But I haven't had a great experience with shapewear. Like I said, I've used Spanx, and all that did was spank my pocket because I just ended up wasting my money. So we'll see. Moving on. Now, new trend alert. Corset tops and Sherpa. This is the seems to be the new trend that all the girls are gagging over. Okay, I've been seeing corset tops all over Instagram. I've been seeing the full length ones, the cropped ones, all different kinds. I'm literally here for it. But I think there's definitely a formula to a good corset top. I think the legit like corsets, which I've seen some girls try to do like an actual like medieval times corset, does not work, girls. If you're gonna get a corset top, you need to be shopping at a very like trendy store that has those types of tops that will fit you. Do not go on Amazon trying to get a corset top and end up buying a piece of a costume for the Renaissance fair and then just end up looking a hot mess. I think the cutest corset tops right now are definitely the cropped ones, or the not really cropped, but kind of like the midi ones where it shows a little bit of like your midriff, but not really like your belly button. And it kind of has that V cut towards the bottom. So it kind of gives your weight, it kind of takes your waist in a little bit and gives you like that hourglass effect. Those are so pretty. I've seen them Pretty Little Thing has a few. I checked Fashion Nova. They don't have a lot of options, which I find very surprising because Fashion Nova is usually up on their trends. So I found it very weird that Fashion Nova has not jumped on the corset top train yet. They do have one corset top, one or two. I don't want to like bash them because I'm a Nova babe, but I saw they had like a velvet one. They also have a satin full length corset top and then a velvet cropped one, but those are the only two options that I had. The satin full length corset top comes in black, white, and I think it also comes in pink. Those are cute. The only thing I don't like about them is the fact that they're satin. I really want like a matte one. I think the matte fabric looks so effortless and so pretty, and it doesn't look like costume. So I'm definitely here for the corset tops. I want to see more girls wearing them. I definitely think that if you're going to buy them, to go ahead and shop Pretty Little Thing. That's where I've seen them look, you know, that's where I've seen the best ones from. And also I Saw It First, which is a retailer, fashion retailer from the UK, but they do ship to the US. They have amazing options in the corset tops too. So if you're looking for a little boobie push up and a little hourglass illusion, definitely invest in a good cropped corset top with you can do a, I would do a low rise jean, or I would do a denim skirt, which would also be cute too with it. You can dress this up however you want, but I would definitely do the low-rise jean, maybe a bootcut jean, with the cropped corset top and a cute little shoulder bag, like not like a night like a early 2000s shoulder bag. Super cute, super 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 stylish. Definitely here for it. Another trend that I've been seeing that I am absolutely gagging for is Sherpa. So that is like the teddy bear material jackets that have been literally everywhere. They are actually the cutest I've ever seen. The only thing that I have a problem with is the fact that I live in Miami and it is hot all the time. And yeah, we just don't have a reason to freaking wear coats. But if you do live in a colder area, I would definitely suggest getting either a long So different sites call it different things. Some call it a Teddy Borge. I think I'm saying it right, like a Teddy Borge or a Sherpa, whichever one like you want to call it. But the Teddy, I'm gonna call it Teddy Borge, okay? So the Teddy Borge coats, they have them once again at Pretty Little Thing. You can get a full length one, which comes down to like maybe past your knee. I would definitely do that with a sleek outfit underneath. If you want to do something cute, I do a monochromatic look. So I would do a tan Borge Teddy with a tan bodysuit underneath, and maybe I want to do pants, but I kind of want to do sweats. So actually, let's do this. Why don't we do the Teddy Borge with a lace Teddy bodysuit underneath. So that's the lace one with the cups around the boobies. That's a very popular one. Then we're going to do tan boyfriend sweats, right, with some Yeezys. Or you can dress it up and put some really cute, like, closed-toe pointy heels on. That is just a super cute look, monochromatic. It looks very high class. You don't have to spend a bunch of money. And you can get everything I literally just said from Pretty Little Thing. I'm dying for this trend. I'm loving it. I can't wait to try it out. I haven't yet. I've been looking for the perfect teddy. Once I find one, I'm definitely going to be posting a video of it and on my YouTube channel. And then I'll also probably throw some pics up on girlslikeglam.com. So yes, that is all for my new trend alert. Moving on. Beauty queen, you're my queen to be. Guys, now we're talking about makeup. So I'm going to be giving you guys some awesome makeup tips and tricks every single week. This week, we're talking about concealer. Now, concealer makes the face. If you want to make your face look bright, you want to make your picture, in your pictures, you look alive, you look like the girl of the hour. Honestly, it's all about the concealer. Now, what I can say is when you're shopping for concealers, you don't have to buy the most expensive concealer, but you do have to make sure that concealer is of quality. Some brands that I would absolutely stay away from when it comes to concealers, let's start with the drugstore brands. I would stay away from LA Girl. I would stay away from e.l.f. Those concealers are not that good. They don't really last that long. They kind of just kind of run off. And I hate to say this, but I'm not a huge fan of the NARS Radiant Concealer either. I think it's extremely overhyped. It comes in really pretty shades, but it doesn't last and it tends to crease very easily. So the concealer that I use two different concealers. So I use the Too Faced, I think it's a Too Faced multi something concealer. And then I also use the Age Rewind Concealer as well. I use both. The Age Rewind Concealer is so bomb. I literally am obsessed with it. And it's from the drugstore, so it's even bomber. Save money, right? The number one tip I would give you if you want your concealer to be bright and not to cake up is to not put concealer on top of foundation. That has to be one of the worst things that you can do. I see people do it all the time and it looks good on camera, like a selfie that's edited with Facetune. It looks great, but in person, that shit looks weird. Don't do this. If you want your concealer to pop, when you put your foundation on, do not put foundation under your eyes. Just don't do it. What I do is I have a eye brightener from Becca, and first thing I do before I even put my foundation on is, of course, I prime my face, and then I put the Becca eye brightener underneath my eye. So I just go ahead and put that on with a brush, and then I press it in with a beauty blender. And then while I let that, then I leave it alone, and then I go ahead and put my foundation on, but I don't put the foundation where I put the under eye brightener. because, and the reason why I put the brightener on really is to give me kind of like a little map of where not to put foundation, but it also helps me to really brighten up my under eye before I put the foundation on, so my foundation has that extra pop, especially for nighttime makeup. So after I put my foundation on, then I go in with my concealers. First, I go in with the darker concealer. I go in with the darker concealer because I always use two. I use one that's slightly darker than the other, but I always go in with the darker concealer first to do a full coverage. I blend that out with a beauty blender. And then I go in with a lighter concealer, but only directly under my eye, like right in the middle. And I blend that out. Like I don't blend it like that V shape all the way through the lighter color, just right under my eye, just so it really makes me look wide awake and just like glam. So that is my beauty tip of the week. I don't want to get too much into it, but that is it. If you guys have any questions, please remember to comment. I will respond. That is absolutely what I do. Now, moving on, my obsessions. This week's obsession, guys, I am literally obsessed with this perfume I bought. It is Dylan Blue's Versace from Dylan Blue. Dylan Blue by Versace. It literally smells so amazing. It smells like a woman. I'm 25 and sometimes I've had the hardest time finding perfumes that fit me, that last all day, that smells really good. I like to smell rich, you know? Like, I'm not rich, but I like to smell rich. And I feel like this definitely gives you a good, nice, musky, ooh, is that the right word? A nice smell. So I'm obsessed with the Dylan Blue perfume or cologne. I think it's unisex, but it's definitely so bomb, smells so good, lasts all day, and I just can't get enough of it, literally. And it's literally everywhere. Like, so guys, if you're in the store or if your boyfriend's asking you what you want for Christmas, tell him you want the Dylan Blue a cologne and make sure you let him know that Kat put you on. All right, guys, so that's all for this week's first episode of Girls Like Glam. I'm so glad that you guys are here, and welcome to the Glam fam. Like I said, there's going to be a new episode every single Thursday. I'm Kat Thomas, and thank you for joining me. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.